Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yes, everything that happens, it happens because God did it and God is doing it. Welcome to the Sunday morning program of Glory United Ministries. It's Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, your genial and sometimes jovial host, welcoming you to a spirit-filled morning, because today we know that Pastor Patricia Bittman is going to fill the air with her great, good, and God wisdom. So we just want you to know that we are happy that you're with us, whether you're here this morning, this afternoon, this evening, tonight, or any time during the entire year, because this program is alive 24/7 at www.blogtalkradio.com/WGUM, featuring Pastor Patricia Bittman in all of her dynamic, happy, joyous, and spirit-filled, anointed message all the time. God is with us all the time. Now, after this particular song, we're going to hear Battlefield by Norman Hutchings. After which, Pastor Bittman will bring us the message. Let's take a moment to thank God for this day. Fill our hearts with joy. Thank God for blessing us, blessing our friends and our family, healing us, giving us all that we need, letting us see another day, waking us up, and getting us up, because this is a day that the Lord hath made. These blessings and all of the blessings we ask in Jesus' name, amen, because God did it. Thank you. And now we're joined by Pastor Norman Hutchins on the battlefield.
Listen, I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting them.
Battlefield, and I'm fighting for the Lord. How many of you have reneged? How many of you made a promise that we sang a song? I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. Now, how many of you have made a vow to the Lord? How many of you today are saying, I'm on the battlefield, and I'm fighting for the Lord? Or as soon as the enemy sent a dart your way that you can't handle, you think it's the end of the world. You think God don't care. God don't give a doggone about me because he's allowing the enemy to triumph over me. But you said you are on the battlefield fighting for the Lord. You're fighting for what is right in the sight of God. You're fighting for what is right in his word, in his commandment. I'm on the battlefield fighting. And I know, he said, I will get my crown. Do you feel like today that you're going to get your crown? If you made that vow to the Lord and you won't take it back, you will get your crown. You will get double honor. For the scripture lets us know that Jesus himself, hey God, I feel your presence. Jesus himself is going to robe you in white. You're not going to go there and just put on a long white robe. If you haven't earned that white robe, you will not be walking around heaven all day in a white robe. But the Bible declares, I believe it was over in Hebrews somewhere I read, I've already preached this, that the Lord himself is going to robe us in white. Oh, my God, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. Why? Because he's been so good to me. Somebody sing a song, said everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. I like the fact that they're giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. It could have been the boss who gave you $1,000 extra, and you said, my boss did this for me, and my boss did that. But you need to take a moment and say that my boss gave me $1,000 extra, but I had asked God for it, and he sent it earthly through my voice. He's the vessel, the earthly vessel. I don't see too many angels running around passing out money. So if someone in the flesh gives you what you ask God for, just know that God sent it. Well, welcome to our first Sunday program. Today is the very first day of May. We have moved into almost half a year. This is the fifth month. Last Sunday, I celebrated my birthday on the air on April 24th, my birthday, and I enjoyed the service. And Sister Reba Cummings was singing that song, Everything You Need, God's Got It. And that is true. Everything we need, God got it. Your help come from God. David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord. So you could say everything you need, God got it. Your health, you weren't feeling well and the Lord had touched your body and you're able to function and move about your business. My health cometh from the Lord. It is God's good pleasure to give his children good gifts. My gifts cometh from the Lord. Oh, everything I need, God got it. When you get to the point that you don't know who got what you need, then it's time for you to seek his face and find out where you are in him. Because I know that in him I move, I live, and I have my being. For the psalmist declared that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who may stand in the holy place? Can you stand in the holy place today? Are you able to do that? Let me tell you who can stand in the holy place. Not just any and everybody. This goes back to the robe that I was talking about, where the scripture lets us know that the Lord is going to robe us in white. The scripture said there's a few names in Sardis, that have not defiled their garments. And those who have not defiled their garments, God is going to robe them. God is going to robe them, not man. God is going to robe them in white. So you can put your white on for communion. You can put your white on for a christening. You can put your white on for whatever you want. But the greatest white there is the one that comes from the Lord our God. He is the one who have said, if we stand the test, don't give up, don't shipwreck, don't go in the opposite direction, he will robe us in white. And it lets us know in Psalms, that 24th division of Psalms lets us know who shall stand in the holy place. The question is asked, who shall stand in the holy place? Those who have clean hands. Let me see if I can read that so I don't misquote it. Thank God for Jesus. He who have clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to idols. I tell you, I thank the Lord today for this time that we have on the air this morning. God bless you, Dr. Scott. I thank you for all that you do for the ministry. It is so great. If it wasn't for Dr. Gregory Scott, there would not be a broadcast on the first Sunday, on every Thursday morning, every fourth Sunday, every Wednesday. And we also have someone aboard with us on Tuesday who does her own program. But it's because of the funds of Dr. Gregory Scott, we are able to meet Blog Talk's requirements and stay on the air with the Word of God. I thank you. Now, listen, they've been doing a lot of talking about Jubilee. Ron Parsley really talks about Jubilee, and I had a friend of mine, a bishop friend of mine, to talk with me on the other day from Florida, and he was all excited about Jubilee, and he was looking forward to the blessing of Jubilee or from Jubilee. But I tell you, we have got to acknowledge who God is. We run around looking for what Jubilee produces, but are we producing anything for Jubilee? Oh, my God, can I say that again? We want what Jubilee has promised us, produces for us. But do we produce anything for Jubilee? Have you any all? Are you saved? It's almost midnight. Have you any all? Are you saved? Have you gotten yourself together? Are you on the battlefield and you're working for the Lord? I tell you, he said, I promised him that I would serve him until I die, and he know then that he would get his crown. I tell you, I feel good down in my sanctified soul. Everything you need, God's got it. Come on and repeat that, please. Everything I need, God's got it. Let's go to the Bible again, to the book of Genesis. Let's go down here where the good stuff is. To everything there's a season, so to everything there is a beginning. Oh, my God. And there's also an ending. So let's go to Genesis, that 8th chapter of Genesis, and talks about Noah's deliverance. Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. That is the same God of Jubilee. He is the same jubilant God. We need to think about who he really is and what he's able to do. Because when we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done and all that he can do and all that he continues to do for us, we need to tell the Lord thank you, because everything, oh God, that song keeps coming up in my spirit, everything I need, God's got it. This is for someone today that will listen to this program, whether they listen on Sunday, Monday, it doesn't matter. Tuesday is no big deal. Wednesday is not a problem. Thursday is all right. Friday is great. Saturday is great, or next Sunday. But the word is coming out to you today. Everything you need, God's got it. I have a special friend in Virginia who calls for prayer. Now, she does support the ministry. She will send in a love offering because she dines at a table with us. And I tell you, I want her to know, if she goes into the archives and pull up this sermon, everything you need, sister, there in Virginia, you know who I'm talking to. I'm not going to call any names or telephone numbers, but everything you need, God got it. God says, stop worrying about your future. I got your time in my hand. I pray that she will listen to this sermon in the archives. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Now, let's read this again in Genesis, the 8th chapter of Genesis, and that first verse. And I'm not going to be with you long. I'm going to get in the way and get out of the way. Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him. God cares about your surroundings. Oh, God, I love you. Thank you. God cares. God could have just saved Noah. But he didn't. He saved everything that was around Noah. Everything. Every animal that Noah had, God saved because it was with Noah. And that's how God sees you. When he saves a part of you, he saves all of you. Everything that concerns you, everything that's connected to you, God wants it to be with you. Because it's good for you. It's good for you. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. God cares. We sing a song once, God cares. In a mansion made of stone, in a shanty, all alone, God cares. Whether black or white, we are precious in his sight. God cares. To the rich or poor, to the one in need, to the beggar man that you meet on the street, God cares. God cares for you. And just looking at this 8th chapter of Genesis, let us know how concerned about us God is, because he says, I'm not just going to save you, Noah, but everything that's with you, everything surrounding you, everything connected to you, that's how God sees us. He says, I'm going to take care of you. And everything that's connected to you, that's why he said, what the boy said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. So if my mother is blessed, I'm blessed. Why? Because I'm a part of her. If my father's blessed, I'm blessed. Why? I'm a part of her. My household is blessed. I'm a part of the household. I'm in the house. It's the story back in Exodus where it tells us, oh, God, I love you. In the book of Exodus, it lets us know that when the death angel, oh, God, I thank you, was being released, death coming through the city, but the Lord sent a word, and he said to those that love him and trust him and fear him, and said, listen, take and get that animal, clean one, and smear the blood over the doorpost. And it said, when I see the blood, when death comes through the city and see the blood, that house will be saved. The Lord said, I will pass over you. Just because the blood of an animal was over my doorpost. But let me just tell you this. The blood is not over my doorpost anymore. Jesus has died and he shed his blood, and the blood of Jesus is what's inside of me. And when he sees his blood, he says, I've got to come to her rescue. That's a product of mine. For I see not her sinful ways, but I see my blood. And my blood will cleanse and purify and make her whole. Even if she has fallen off the wagon, my blood will lift her up, put her back in the race, put her back on the battlefield fighting. Ooh, my God, I love Jesus. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. God cares about us. Yes, they talk about Jubilee, Jubilee, Jubilee. But when Jubilee has passed, we still have to have a God that takes care of us. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings, love abide. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Praise God, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Thank you. I have an audience. My mom, thank God, was in rehab. She had been suffered a few things. She had bronchitis and was low pint blood. She's 86 years old, and she had been in the hospital and came home and was very weak, and I had to put her in the rehab for 2 weeks. And thank God he cares about his children. She came out walking and hasn't fallen down as of yet, and we praise God for the blessing of being able to stand and for rehabilitation. Oh, bless his name. God cares. So she's clapping for her daughter on this morning, and we bless the Lord. Oh, my. So let's go back to that 8th chapter of Genesis, and I'm almost done, Dr. Scott. Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subside. You know, this is a powerful person here, a spirit. God is, they that worship must worship in spirit and truth. God is not man. So God is a spirit. And the spirit of God is so powerful. Till a flood can come and he'll hide you in the ark. I tell you, you better serve a God like him. You better be on the battlefield for the Lord. Because who would not want to have someone like this on their side? I know I do. I appreciate God being on my side. And said, and God made a wind. God sent the wind, y'all. The storm that you are in, God's going to send the wind. And he's going to dry up the waters that baffle you, that buffet you, that slow you down, that intimidate you. It said, I can't make it another day, but God will send a wind and dry up the storm that's raging in your life. Oh, see, this wind didn't come to destroy. It didn't tear down any trees, knock out power, anything. It just came to tell the water, water, you got to go now. I'm sending you somewhere else. You got to leave here. And I think about the people in Texas that's going through their flood. But hold on to God's unchanging hand. I pray that no one lose their life. But if they lose their life, I hope whoever goes out, go out in Jesus' name so that they will leave this earth, but they'll live in eternity forever with the Lord. Amen. I tell you, the fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven also stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters receded continually from the earth. And the end of the 150 days, the water deceased. Then the ark rested in the seventh month, the 17th day of the month, on the mountain of Ararat. We praise God for reading that little bit of the eighth. You get your Bible and you read it for yourself. And then the Lord will open up many things to you. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the windows of the ark, which he had made. Then he sent out a raven, which kept going to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. He also sent out from himself a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground. But the dove found no resting place, the sole of her foot, and she returned into the ark to him, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her and drew her into the ark to himself. Isn't God just like that? He will not allow us to be out there running around and can't find anywhere to rest our feet. He will open up his outstretched hand and say, come on back in. You're too far out there. It's too much water. It will devour you. So come on back in. Come on in to safety. Come on in where I have a place for your feet to rest. And I'm going to skip over from that. Thank God for his many, many blessings. That was the ninth verse. And I'm going to skip down here to the 20th verse, and then I'm going to close with these. I thank you again for being along with us, and God bless you, Dr. Scott. I speak blessings upon you. Sometimes when you work with people, they are the ones that's neglected, and everyone else get all of the prophecies and the joys and what have you. But today I hear the Lord, and I feel it in my belly to speak blessings upon you. And I am speaking that from the voice of God. I feel it down in my belly that God says, I have prepared greater things for you than you can imagine. God also said to tell you to, when the rain ceases, to open your door and just look out and call the blessing. And it seems foolish, but God takes the foolish things to confound the wise. And you're a wise man, Dr. Scott. Just open the door and allow, call the blessing in to the house. We bless God for his word. Amen. Remember, this is Jubilee, and we are expecting great things of God in Jubilee. Now, let's go to the 20th verse of this 8th chapter of the book of Genesis. Then Noah built an ark to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Have your offering to God as a good smell? Or is your offer unto God, doesn't have a good smell to it? But when we offer things up to God, we must offer up things that, oh my God, that is just so awesome. To give unto God the best that you have. Remember the woman who busted the box, the alabaster box, and she did Jesus' feet, and she gave God the best, his son, Jesus. That when you give Jesus, you give God. When you give God, you give Jesus, because the word said, I and my Father are one. And she gave, and some was upset because we could get quite a bit of money for that all, and she's wasting this on his feet. Why would you fix your mouth? My grandmother said, how did you fix your mouth to say that? I'd like to know, how did the disciples fix their mouth to say that it was a waste to put the alabaster on Jesus? How is it a waste? And I know we got people right now that feel like it's a waste to pay tithe. It's a waste to give offers. It's a waste to go beyond the tithe and the offering. But if it's for a worthy cause, if it's for God, then do it. Just do it and watch him perform the miracles for you. Let's go on. And the Lord smelled a smooth, soothing, loose here, Satan. The Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of men's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. This is God sound like he's repenting for what he did in his anger. And in that 22nd verse, because it's Jubilee, listen to this. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. I just want you to know today that whatever you need, God's got it. Whatever you need, God will supply, because he just spoke in his word in that 8th chapter of Genesis, in that last verse, 22nd verse, that as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time in harvest. So things are going to grow. We may go into a famine. Well, it could be a famine in England, but no famine in America. Could be a famine in America and nothing in Germany. So as long as we live, there will be seed time and harvest. As long as the earth remains, God is going to supply. That's what he's telling you. I'm going to supply what you need. So everything you need, sister, God's got it. Everything you need, brother, God's got it. Everything you need, Pastor Pat, God's got it. Everything we need, God got it. And I'm just feeling a blessing. Dr. Scott, I feel this blessing for you so strongly. I mean, it is strong in my belly. This is, ooh, my God. I just bless God for it. I just bless God for it on today. Well, my time has come that I'm going to decrease and let this word of God saturate your heart. And we're just going to tell God, thank you. I love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it, but just pray for Glory United Ministries. Dr. Scott, I'd like for you to respond to me, Dr. Scott.
Yes, thank you. I already opened my mic because I think the Lord must have said the lady wants it to be publicly announced that I appreciate your passing on that word. I think in the 4 years that we have been doing these programs, in my recollection, it's the first time that God gave it to you on the air. You have mentioned blessings and prophecies through those years, but personally and privately, but to share that with me and also with our phenomenal worldwide listening audience, then I feel especially blessed, and I ask God to allow those blessings to distribute themselves not only to me, but to all of those who are within the sound of your voice. I mean, what you and I both know is that what is given to us must be shared with others, be it Jesus' message, an example of dying on the cross and being born again, which we're celebrating in this time and every day. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that stimulating message, and also for sharing God's blessings to me. Amen.
Amen. I thank God for you responding, and that knowing that everything you need, God's got it. And it's just a blessing that when you work in the vineyard and you receive pay and you know that it's coming from the Lord. It just make you feel good all over. And I would like to say also that the Lord has no respect of person. Just because I didn't call your name, you put your name there when you may not get the blessing that God's going to give Dr. Scott, because there's something different what you need from what he needs. My friend in Virginia, she wants favor for a mortgage to purchase a house. Dr. Scott may not need that particular blessing. So whatever you need when you hear this, I've already told you from the beginning, everything you need, God got it. So you received the prophecy, whether I called your name or not. I've already spoken to you and told you, listener, whatever you need, God's got it. But then God went on and he specified some things for Dr. Gregory M. Scott, and we're grateful. So I am going to do as I have said. I'm going to decrease and let God increase. And we thank you again for being aboard with us once and again. It's a lovely rainy day here. I don't know if we're getting some of that rain from Texas or not, but however, I have a roof over my head. And I'm sure if I send out a dove like Noah, God, my dove will come back with part of the earth in her mouth, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And God made a vow. He promised himself that he would never, ever destroy his word, his world, his earth with water. He said, I won't do that ever again. So the storms come and the floods come, but the earth is going to remain, and there will be seed time and harvest in your life. And may the Lord God add a blessing to his holy word. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Everything you need, God got it. Amen?
Amen. Not only has God got it, but God did it. Here's it.
He picked me.
Amen, amen. God did it. Look at your life and know that everything in your life is what God has done for you and what God is doing for you. But guess what else? If it hasn't come to manifest yet, it's because God's got it. Here's Benny Cummings.
listen, I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting them.
Directing a musical.
Tailhut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.